I've been in this district for 22 years, mostly in a leadership position. I think people that know me know that I have kids at heart and do my very best, as well as the board does, to advocate for our students. So in terms of segregation and discrimination, I just don't see that being a worthy claim, and I'll say why. I mean, in my letter, I did express that students who would be vaccinated would not have to quarantine or miss 2 weeks of school or activities, and that comes right out of the Department of Health template for schools, as well as our CDHD guidelines. So in no way are we discriminating against kids. We have to understand here that if someone is exposed and they're not vaccinated, we have to quarantine them. Those are the Department of Health guidelines. If we don't quarantine those students, Dennis, they come back into a classroom and they expose the rest of the class, kids who may have not been vaccinated. So it's our right to protect those kids in the classroom too. And I know that seems a bit hard to understand, but I'm going to err on the guidelines that we give from the Department of Health. I believe in science. I believe in working with our health leadership, and I respect the medical profession. So that's kind of where I'm at on that situation. I don't see the discrimination in that. All our kids are allowed to ride the buses, be a part of our athletic programs. We're encouraging them to do that. The transparency piece comes in when there's an exposure. We have to follow the guidelines of the Department of Health, period.